Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace. In the last section, the last part of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul the Apostle, directed by the Spirit of God, tells us the nature, the source, and the communication of true wisdom. True wisdom being the wisdom of God, as opposed to human wisdom, which is not true wisdom, unless it is the wisdom of God, unless human beings have come to understand the wisdom of God, and what they are declaring as wisdom is God's wisdom. But when it is anything else, then it is not true wisdom. It is human wisdom, which is incomplete, which does not have all the facts, does not have complete understanding, and furthermore, is constantly changing from one generation to the next, one scientific experiment to the next, one sociological study to the next, one decade to the next, one year to the next, one month to the next. In some cases, it is changing. And what we were told emphatically was absolutely true and was wisdom understood by the wisest people, the most knowledgeable, and scientific scholars, we are told the exact opposite a short time later, and once again are told that this is wisdom, this is knowledge, this is the best wisdom. Listen to this, pay attention to this, believe this, act upon this, because we tell you, we experts tell you, this is wisdom. But of course, it's hard to get too impressed with human wisdom when it's constantly changing. But God's wisdom is not like that. And so as we continue our study in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 on this Friday, May 14, we're glad that God in His providence has caused you to join us. And we're thankful that God in His workings has encouraged some of you, has directed some of you to help support us financially. So the nature of true wisdom, number one, true wisdom is eternal. Verse 6, however, Paul said, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God and the mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. You catch the eternal nature of true wisdom? And so what we are told is that the wisdom spoken by Paul, this is what we speak, Paul and his missionary partners, Paul and his other ministry partners, including other apostles like Peter and John, and other preachers like Apollos, and ministry partners like Titus, and so forth. But wisdom spoken by Paul is the wisdom of Christ, and the apostles, and the teachers that accurately represent the wisdom of God. But human instruments like Paul, are commissioned and enabled to speak divine wisdom, divine truth. And so this is wisdom spoken by Paul. This is wisdom spoken to the mature. That's an interesting concept. However, he says, we speak wisdom among those who are mature. Mature Christians, full grown, complete, who have reached their intended end. In this context, he's talking about believers as opposed to unbelievers. And perhaps even beyond that, and this is only a perhaps, the more mature among the believers. But basically what he's saying is that divine wisdom cannot be understood except by those who have been given the Spirit of God to understand it. The reason why the wisdom of this age is not the wisdom of God is because the people who belong to this age cannot understand the wisdom of God. And the reason why we don't try to impress people with worldly wisdom in preaching the gospel is because the wisdom of this age does not change hearts. It does not convert the soul. It does not accomplish the task that some people think it will accomplish. If we can only impress them with our wisdom, if we can only impress them with our methods, if we can only impress them with our personality and so forth. And Paul says, stop it. He says, I don't endeavor to speak wisdom. Not what the unconverted recognizes wisdom, but, and he comes back now to make a contrasting statement in verse 6, however, we speak wisdom among those who are mature. We don't speak wisdom among the unbelievers. Now, we've got to understand what he's saying. We don't speak what they recognize to be wisdom, because the wisdom of God seems like foolishness to man. The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them, because they are foolishness to him. They are spiritually discerned, spiritually understood. So Paul says, as far as the world is concerned, when I came to Corinth and there wasn't one saved person, and I began to preach the gospel, the people who heard me didn't think that what I was saying sounded wise to them at all. It sounded like foolishness, except those in whose hearts God, the Holy Spirit, worked, and they were blown away by the power and wisdom of this message. They are the mature. They are believers. They are those who have reach the intended end, that is, the salvation of their soul. So even though Paul claimed on the one hand that he didn't speak wisdom to the world, didn't try to speak wisdom to the world, definitely didn't speak what the world would consider to be wisdom, he says, nevertheless, I do speak it to the mature. We speak wisdom among those who are mature. Verse 6, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. So this is wisdom that is spoken by Paul and other men, we. This is wisdom which is spoken to the mature, those who have reached their intended purpose, their intended end, we might say have been made by the work of the Spirit of God into what man, think Adam, was created in the beginning to be, that is, one who worships God, one who communes with God, one who understands God, one who fellowships with God. And that's what believers are. They have been born again so that they can now understand and appreciate the wisdom that comes from God. But, says Paul, this wisdom that I'm talking about is not of this age. The wisdom of this age is temporary and passing away. even that wisdom which comes from the most eminent of this age, the rulers of this age, the influential, the successful, the ones who are thought to be the most wise. The wisdom that I speak isn't the wisdom that they're impressed with and the wisdom that they deal with, because their wisdom is coming to nothing. It's passing away. But the wisdom that I speak is eternal. It will never pass away. It's wisdom, as he describes it here, that was ordained before the ages. This is wisdom that originated before time began. This is wisdom that originated before the world was created. This is wisdom that was already existing before there was a single human being in this world. It is the wisdom of God, and his wisdom is not temporary, not changing. It is changeless and eternal. You catch that? However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. So he's talking about the nature of true wisdom, and the first thing he tells us is that true wisdom is eternal, and the second thing he tells us is that true wisdom is divine. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. True wisdom is divine. It is, after all, God's wisdom. He calls it that, the wisdom of God, in verse 7. But it is a veiled wisdom. He calls it here a mystery. He also uses the word hidden. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom. In the Bible, a mystery is something, some truth, some fact that was first concealed by God deliberately by design, and then at the proper time was revealed by God. That's what the word mystery means. The word hidden has the idea, similar idea really, of something which is incapable of being penetrated until it is revealed. So this wisdom, says Paul, of which I speak, is the wisdom of God, but it's veiled, it's concealed until revealed, it is impenetrable until it is revealed by God, it is inaccessible. The rulers of this world didn't understand it. None of the rulers of this world knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, but they didn't know. Because this wisdom is inaccessible by human understanding, by human endeavor. And therefore, this divine wisdom actually reveals their lack of wisdom. They acted foolishly in crucifying the Lord of glory because they didn't understand who he was. And why didn't they understand who he was? There was plenty of evidence to demonstrate who he was, but they couldn't understand it. That was divine wisdom and a mystery hidden from them. We'll talk about it next week. Please join me then. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.